Right, are we ready? Are we ready for the machines? Okay, last week we were discussing Shaila of sugar puffs. Does anyone know what sugar puffs is?
Yes.
Sugar puffs? Neither. Sugar puffs.
It's common.
I didn't have time to buy any sugar. I wanted to buy a box of sugar. Does anyone not know what sugar puffs is?
Yes.
Sugar puffs is a sweetened, it's a grain which has been puffed. Now really, if you're full of sugar, there, full of sugar, thank you. It's sugar with a bit of grain. And what is if you go to, in Halacha, if you go to a field and you pick out from the field, you pick out a grain and you somehow make it edible, somehow, and you chew it and you eat it, what bracha do you make on that? You make ba'adamah, that's the Gemara, ha'kois is chitim ba'adamah. It's no different to your cucumber. It's no different to any other vegetable that you have. You make it very pre-adamah. Therefore, ha'kois is chitim, it grows in the same place. There's no reason why it should be any different. Now, what's pshat that when you buy a bagel, or let's say something which is mezonos, a cake, why do you make mezonos on cake? Where did it come from? It's the same place it came from, your cucumber. Now, as the Gemara says, that if you do something to the grains and you make it a tafshil, you make a sani choshev, that gets an upgrade, it now turns into mezonos. Very good. But the evet, it's a shayla whether if you make a burpee, I don't know what works. We'll see. Now, that's all very nice when you take grains and you do to it what you do to arrive at making a cake. When you want to make a cake, you have to take the grind, you have to take the grains, and you have to cook it, but besides the cooking it, you also crush the grains. Typically we have flour, and the grains are crushed anyway. They're crushed into little pieces anyway, so we haven't got that shayla anyway. So it's usually always crushed, whenever we make cakes and challahs and anything like that. So it gets the upgrade without thinking. Sugar puffs is very unique, in that you are not doing kima anything to the grains, and yet, it has a chashivus of maisa kadeira. Think about it, when you sit down, take a shmak, a bowl of shreddies. We all understand why it's mezonos, because the shreddies were made from kernels which were grinded, and they did dosh to it, and they did all the malachas of Shabbos to it, to arrive to a nice kashmak plate of shreddies. Very nice, that's a maisa kadeira, it's called a tafshil. It's called a breakfast, it's kashmak. Here, we have the same thing that some people can get into the habit of having sugar puffs every day, which is in place of a regular breakfast, so it's called this tafshil, and yet you've done nothing of the sort to the grain that you ever imagined that you did to the shreddies. With the shreddies, you did kore shinum shaba'olam. If a person stole those grains, he's made a shinu she'ena choyza. You don't need more on the camera. Shinu she'ena choyza. Anyone know shinu she'ena choyza? Let them know. Shinu she'ena choyza. A person steals it and he does a proper shinoi, he's koiner it, he only needs mechuyv to pay the money, but he's not, all those halachas. So, my shayla to you is, how do you look at these sugar puffs? Do you say it serves the purpose as looking at the maisa kadeira, it's in place of a breakfast, or do you say no, you haven't really touched on, you haven't done the process that the Shulchan Aruch tells you to do, to be mevashal it and to break it into pieces, right? So what would you say that of is? So if you say, so hang on a second, you should know that there are opinions that hold that it's mezonos, that the fact that they puff it, they have a machinery that can puff the grains to multiply itself three or four times the amount. We said already that Dai Krauss has got a tshuva to say that it's mezonos. He's got a nice tshuva to explain why it's mezonos. Rav Falk was of the opinion to say it's mezonos, and actually the Shevet HaLevi, in his last chelik, so you won't find the quotas in many places, because in chelik Yod Aleph, he writes there a small tshuva to say that it's mezonos, because puffing is equal to a maisa kadeira. You can achieve what you do to a maisa kadeira just by puffing the grains. It's like a shortcut. If you want to get a shortcut to achieve the sugar puffs to reach the maisa kadeira, if it serves the purpose similar to shreddies, it's okay, you can consider it as bishul. You can consider puffing the wheat as considered bishul. Le Mais, when you look around, it's not the most popular psak. When you look around in the psakim, you see Ramosha Reddy's got a shul about it, and he says puffing wheat is not considered, it doesn't fit in what the process in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has a specific process in how you achieve to make a mezonos, and you haven't achieved that. And so said Rishlim Zalman Oibach, and Kimat, all the poskim, you look at any Heinz Gesefer, they're all quoting everyone who says that on sugar puffs you make a boire periyadama, because it has to be very specifically that you're cooking it, and in the cooking process that the grains get a bit broken up. That is the only way you're going to upgrade something which is adama to make it mezonos. If any other sugar puffs, which is just literally grains puffed up with sugar, is not going to help you, is not going to help you achieve the mezonos. So therefore, let's assume that the Reva Poskim will take on us its adama, and hadama is a geshmak bracha to make on it. You should know that even though it's a word to be mezonos, let's say that the svara of puffing is considered like bishul, if you were to make hadama, according to some opinions, hadama on cake might work. Because again, cake really comes from the hadama. According to some opinions, they would hold hadama on cake worked just like the Ritva says, that we said last time. The Ritva holds that if you take grape juice and you make a bracha boire peri ha'et, says the Ritva yoyotza, you make a bracha peri ha'et. Because it comes from ha'et. So therefore, similarly, even if let's say sugar puffs were to be mezonos, and you go ahead with the psokim that say that you should make adama, it could well be yoyotza b'di'evet. So that's, it seems to be more of the safe line to take. Firstly, because Rav Poskim on Nevin Yolazoy, and secondly, b'di'evet it could be yoyotza. And thirdly, listen to this, Kashmak in the good of Ramosha. Ramosha says, hang on a second, it's got chazoka. There's a concept in Halacha saying that chazoka, it always was a bracha boi pri adoma, and now your shaila is, does it get the upgrade of bishul? So you have a shaila about that, you go basa chazoka to say that it stays the same bracha of adoma. It seems to be the widespread psak to go basa the adoma. No. That is spot on. That's what I'm mentioning, that it's a bit of a chumrah when it comes to a brocha achrina. Because hakoisas chitim, if you're chewing these chitim and you're considering it that's like wheat, and you don't give it the upgrade, what brocha achrina do you do on someone who chews chitim? The Tosa says it could be that you have to make a funny brocha, and that funny brocha is called, not ala mechia v'ala kalkola, it's called al hadoma v'al pri hadoma. It's a funny brocha which is not mentioned in Shas. And therefore Tosis hesitates about it, and therefore he says, Be'ikadin is brain fashion. But because it's a soft book, avoid it, only have it during the meal. Okay, now you're not gonna have sugar pass during a meal, and therefore that's why it's a bit of a chumrah, because you're really stepping into it and you're having sugar pass in the morning, where the Shulchan Aruch tells you to avoid it because you're gonna have a kazakh. Anyone who's got a nice tongue, a sweet tongue that likes sugar pass, unlikely he's gonna have less than a kazakh. Can we make that mocha? Yeah, unlikely he's going to have less than a kazayis. So if he's going to have a kazayis, he's making a dhamma, it's a bit of a chumrah. So the Shulchan Aruch tells you to try and avoid having a kazayis, because now it could be you have to make a funny bracha called Al Hadamah Val Pri Hadamah. Has ever anyone made that bracha? No. Tosafot says a bit of a sophic about that. Lamaisa, the Ikar Halacha is that you make a brain of fashas if you had a kazayis. But you can just see that it creates a bit of a chumrah. If Shlomo Zalman comes to, he saves the day, and he says, the chumrah that the Shulchan Aruch says to avoid it is if you're anyway sort of, you've got bread, it's the time of day to have bread, but if it's not the time of day to have bread, so then it's okay, it's only a hiddur. He breaks it down a bit, and he says that if a person likes to have his sugar puffs in the morning, and you're making your adom on it, Tosas Shulchan Aruch had already said, try and avoid the shayla of having a kazayis, because otherwise it'll be a shayla. So Shlomo Zalman says, that's only if you've got bread accessible, it's right there. So then you should try and have it during your meal. But otherwise, he said you can go ahead and have sugar puffs, and you can make a bone of foshas without any problem.
Oirez says you make mezonos when you don't change either. Oirez is mezonos, you don't change that either. It's still the same.
Oirez, that's the Mogen Avraham's got that kasha. That's a good kasha. Mogen Avraham's got the kasha. Why about Oirez did the Shulchan Aruch tell you that you don't need to have the other tanaim that is said by a chitta? It's a good point. Mogen Avraham's got a gamsa rikos on this. Let me just throw in.
So the
rice cakes is a bit more complicated rice. We're going to get to that soon, because it does depend on what type of rice you're going to use. We're going to get to that. I want to go back, Robert, and we're going to get to that, Mr. Chef. That's what we said last time when we get to sugar puffs. That sugar puffs, the Scheile is, you are not following the process for Stein Schokolade to give it the upgrade. Because you weren't mevashel it. These sugar puffs didn't go into a pot. It wasn't cooked, right? And it wasn't broken up. But some person wanted to say that you've achieved the superior type of food called sugar puffs. On that, the mice of the person didn't really want to go with it, and they are saying that it's taka ha'adoma, and that's how it comes out with that. You've got a similar shayla with the granola bar. We said granola bar. These granola bars were never cooked. They were never put in a pot and cooked. These are oats. It says oats and honey. I think it should have put honey and oats. It's more honey than oats. And you've got here, they take oats and they roast it, and then they put sugar and honey, and that's how you end up with a granola bar. What bracha would you make on this? Again, you haven't followed the formula in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch state you have to cook it, and it also has to be crushed up along the process. And this has neither. It's not been cooked, and it's not been crushed up along the process. And therefore, if you look at the wrapper, you'll see Birchosoi Boiri Peri Hadama. As we state over here, the bracha that you make on these is very present, and it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because of his actions. Okay, so you've got here VK. Nah, I don't know. No. I'm not sure. Is it? It's got a few actually. Title now. So you've got over here. Stay over here. The bracha. It says Boiri Peri Hadama. Now state over here. You make a bracha. This makes a lot of sense. And you see, the OU have also given a hechsha on a different type of nature, on the nature value ones. And there they write also that Rav Belsky and Rav Shachta have said that the Procha Rishona to be recited when eating a granola bar is Boirei Peri Hadama. And that fits in very nicely because it didn't go through the process. Rav Falk, in the new tshuva that just came out yesterday, in Machz Eliyahu Chelek Gimel, he writes there that in the granola bar, you make your bracha boi minim zonis, because he goes with the same logic. He says you go with the same logic that you've achieved a geshmaka processed type of food. You stick with that, that's fine. It doesn't have to exactly fit in with the formula of Shtein Shochanor. Again, over here, you'll see Reva Poiskim, the Vizay Sabrocha, over a million of Poiskim that say that you make a boi pri adoma. Again, you've got the Shaila. Here is where I think it is possible to avoid the Shaila. Don't forget, we said that if you're going to give it a hadoma, what's going to be with the bracha achrona? It's a bit of a shayla. If you have the whole packet, according to Tosfos, it could well be you have to make al hadoma val pri hadoma. And therefore, Tosfos Shulchan Aruch told you not to try and avoid the gazayis. Here, I think it's easy to avoid the gazayis. If you have just under one, maybe even one is also less than the gazayis. If you have one at a go and then wait 4 minutes, let's say a person has it every day, 11 o'clock, it comes to tea time. Yeah, maybe tea time earlier, 10 o'clock, some people having breakfast, or the coffee before the shachar at 10 o'clock. Let's say it comes to tea time, and you have one of these every day, okay? I think it is possible to avoid the shachar, and there could be a minor to do that. That means to try and have less than a kazayis, I believe one of the bars, it comes in two. So one of the bars could be less than a kazayis, and then wait 4 minutes, and have another one, and you make no bracha achrona. You're going to ask me, can you do that? As Rosh Tinkai Olam you can do, Shulchan Aruch Rav says you can do that. There's no issue with a person having less than a kazayis. So, Shulchan Aruch told you not to have something, ideally, not to have something which is the bracha is ha'adomo, when the bracha achrona is a sofik, it could be you make this funny bracha, al ha'adomo, al pri adomo. It's a funny bracha. But Tosfos hesitates, but therefore, it could be a maila to avoid the shayla, it could be kazayis to have one of them, and then have another of them. It's good to stumble for the... For control and all that. But Lemaisa, it's not a chiv gomel, but it's something which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch that could be minor to do. Okay, so I think we've covered the main akudas of the sugar puffs and granola. I need to mention something which is interesting of getting a downgrade. Let me just share with you an interesting akuda. If you get a potato and you cook a potato, what bracha do you make on the potatoes? You make adam. If you mash a potato, what bracha do you make on it? It still keeps its bracha. Okay? At what stage does it lose its bracha and get a downgrade to shahakal? Let me ask you. Let's say you have for dessert Friday night, you have kompot. Right? Does anyone have kompot Friday night sometimes?
Yeah.
Kompot, no. Normally. What bracha, some of it? Do you make a bracha on kompot?
Shahakal.
You make sure
you recognize
if it's properly minced and diced and liquidated, if it's properly liquidated, then you would make a bracha shahakel. But if it's got bits inside that you'd have to like use your teeth for, that is already keeps its bracha, and whatever you put inside to make the compote, if most of it was from pre-ha'etz, things which grew on the tree, then you'd make a bracha pre-ha'etz. But if most of it from the ground, usually it's from apple and usually from ha'etz, and therefore you'll make a bracha pre-ha'etz. But if it's properly liquidized, you make a shahakel, just agav. Whether you make a bracha on compote, does everyone make a bracha on compote? Have you ever heard this pickbook about making a bracha on compote, and also posha make a bracha? Have you ever heard of this pickbook? Yeah? You've heard of such a musug of are people not making yeshanah. If you open a Mishnah Berurah, and some kufayin zayin, the Shulchan Aruch said, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you make a bracha on compote just like you're making your ice cream. What's the difference? But listen to this. Why should it be different? Why should compote be a bit different to ice cream? Do you know of any people that make a shahakal on ice cream, but when it comes to compote, they don't make a bracha? Have you ever heard this?
No.
And we're going to share with you, Moshe Rabbeinu, something very interesting. Sorry?
That washes it down.
Listen to this svara. There's a svara to say, yes, with the ice cream you make a bracha shahakal near b'dvaroi, because it's a total dessert and has no shaykhus to the meal, whereas when it comes to compote, it has a link to the meal. Will anyone tonight, in an hour's time, go home and say, oh, I'm in a mood of a compote? Few people. Oh. When it comes to ice cream, how many people would go home and say, oh, I'm in a mood for a bit of ice cream? It's geschmack. That can come in. If it comes a hot summer's day, right, and it's already the fifth day in lockdown, and the kids are already getting a bit, they need already a treat every instead of every 2 hours, they need a treat every hour. So then you think about what's the 2 o'clock treat going to be, right? You're going to get coolers. I say, okay, to have ice cream during the week, yeah, is something that not necessarily is linked to a meal. You can have ice cream, no problem, during the week, right? If I offered you ice cream, you'd have it. If I offered you compote, yeah, it has to be the right, okay, yes, that's where you find
so
it.
With the ice cream?
With the ice cream, fine, but okay, think about if I give you a plate of just compote. People don't, the time of having compote is usually linked to the meal. And therefore, some poskim held that because it's linked to the meal, you don't make a bracha or shahakal. The ma'isa is that you make a bracha. Okay, obviously, so this is just hakdama tomorrow. We've got Festa Chidushin coming on tomorrow. Shkoyach.